Sama natin si Tina Bangle. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Tina.
Good morning, Anne. How are you?
I'm good. That's finally, great. You're here.
Yes, I made it.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ngayon, pag-usapan natin ang Project Be Heard. Ito ay inilunsad mo last week.
That's right. Yeah, last week was Thursday last week. And we've been so blessed and so honored to have people pledging and supporting this project. It's been wonderful. We've passed our halfway mark, so we're closer to our goal. And it's only been a week. So thank you to everybody that's pledged so far.
What is the project about? You are trying to raise funds to do a film clip.
Yes.
This is about what?
So this is about trying to bring awareness that music can be a really powerful tool to help children be able to express themselves. So we're creating a Be Heard Project film clip, and that's to bring awareness about how music is a wonderful tool to let children express and let children deal with their emotions. And then we also would like to raise a further $3,000 to help fund one child through a 10-week Kids Express program. So Kids Express is a nonprofit organization where they help children who have gone through trauma, and they use music and art therapy to help them deal with their emotions. And it's something that I didn't realize existed until last year.
Is there a specific child that you know who will go to this program?
They don't tell you, but it takes, it's a 10-week program. They don't actually teach the child how to do art or how to sing or how to create music. It's actually a form of just being able to express how they're feeling, and that way they can communicate a little bit easier. You know,
it's like letting them do whatever they want.
That's right. Yeah, they guide them, and then they help them with tools that are appropriate for them to express, what they've gone through. It's something that, you know, as a child, you may not have the words to express those feelings or the frustration or the overwhelm that you're feeling. So if you draw it, or if you sing it, or if you act it out in a puppet play, then it's kind of a relief, another form of relief and a way to cope as well.
Dahil yung mga batang kasama dito, they have some illnesses or they went under trauma?
Yeah, they've gone through trauma, either any abuse, any type of bullying. Yeah, so it's I think it's wonderful. It's something that I didn't know existed until last year, because last year I was I met a girl who I did backing vocals for. Her name is Elio. She was Korean, and she was on The Voice Australia last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said to me, can you do backing vocals for me for this event? And so we went to Kirribilli House, and Mrs. Abbott is the ambassador of Kids Express. And so we performed, I did her backing vocals, and that's when I knew, wow, this organization is really doing amazing things.
Like, yeah, that's why you decided to do it too.
Yeah, and Elio was invited because she had raised funds for them as well. So she was there too, and I got to meet the music therapist, and we got to talking, and I was like, wow, this is something that I do with my children for, the baby program that I have, the kids, the kinder music. And it's, again, not teaching the babies or the toddlers or the young preschoolers how to sing or how to, play instruments. It's actually
expressing themselves.
Expressing, yeah. And I think as parents, it's a really good way to learn about how you can teach your child to be better learners or develop cognitively or emotionally, and without the pressure, you've got to do this, you've got to sing this way. It's more of like expressive.
Yeah. This is very interesting for you because you are teaching music and you do one voice.
Yes. Yeah.
And you've also been very busy with other projects, and one of these is, you have mentioned, the kinder music, and you also teach older kids.
yeah.
Music. And you will be holding your end of year performance this coming December?
That's right. On the 18th of December, it's going to be called All That Jazz. So the kids have been learning about jazz and we've been exploring, you know, different sounds that they can create with their voices to learn about scatting. And we'll be having a professional band to back them up, which is exciting because yeah. a lot of them have never played with a big band before. So that's going to be wonderful. And also we're going to launch our Project Be Heard film clip on that day as well.
Yeah. And aside from this, you will be also doing a show in February?
Yes, that's with Christopher De Leon.
Yes, a Filipino actor.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
You're going to be singing there.
I will be. I'll be doing three songs.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yep. For people to know more about Project Heard, where can they get more information?
Well, they can go on the Indiegogo Project Be Heard the page and also on my website tinabangle.com.
Yep. Thank you very much, Tina, for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Anne. Yeah.
The whisper's getting louder, too loud to ignore. The moment's getting closer, no backing out the door. Brightness turns shaded as you close your eyes. Your heart beats faster as it takes to fly.